really wonderful things. The Imprisoned Splendor, he says, to, because most people that were writing to Bill were suffering in one way or another, you know, help me please. And so this was a book that he said, look, this is, he said, this volume has more information in it than anything else that I know of, and it's been of great help to me. So, but again, the other part of my prejudice as a historian, the reason I'm giving this talk is that I want to inspire you to seek now, tomorrow, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. Why? Because that's what my guy Bill was doing. So there was an AA meeting at the house. It's 1969, okay? So Sergeant Pepper's been out for about 18 months, okay? Everybody started going to Rishikesh to visit the Maharishi. Now, Bill was all over all different kinds of spiritual practices over the years. And, you know, so a guy got sober in Bedford Hills, and his son had just come back from India, and he couldn't believe the difference in his son. And his son had started teaching transcendental meditation. He had spent time with the Maharishi. And so this guy says, would you like to learn? And Bill and Helen jump on it. And so this guy came, his name's Lincoln Norton, and I'm having lunch with him next Saturday. He was 19 at the time. And so he goes and he goes to the meeting, and there's Bill and Helen, Helen's son Shep, and a fourth person, and he gives the primary lecture, which in transcendental meditation, what happens is you get four different lectures 4 days in a row, and then you're walked through and given your mantra, and then you apply it those 4 days to make sure you got it synced and it's right and it's part of you. So Lincoln gives the talk, and then he and Bill go upstairs to the bedroom. Now Bill is really, really sick with emphysema. We're talking, you know, he's maybe